KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you this morning by Cass Health.
And at 8:06, we have cloudy skies, windy conditions. Temperature is 12 degrees, wind chill is 6 degrees below zero. We look for skies to become partly cloudy today with a high of 18, with wind chills right around 5 degrees below zero. Our winds will be out of the north-northeast at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. A reminder, we are under a winter weather advisory, at least some counties are, until 9 o'clock today for just another 54 minutes or so. And that includes Adams, Taylor, Fremont, and Page counties. Winter weather advisory in effect for snow accumulations of 3 to 6 inches and winds gusting up to 35 miles per hour. Winter storm warning continues until 9 a.m. for Union and Ringgold counties in our listing area as well. Regardless of where you are, plan on slippery road conditions. Blowing snow could significantly reduce your visibility and create drifting on the roadways of the snow, and the hazardous conditions and poor roads may impact travel through the morning hours. Taking a look at some of the snowfall amounts from around the state of Iowa, I guess Des Moines International Airport takes the prize with 14.3 inches. Polk City had 12.9, Ames 12.6, Algona 12 inches. Other amounts range from anywhere from about 10 inches to 11.5 inches, including Roland, Bussey, and Lorenz, Waukee, Urbandale, and West Des Moines. Amounts ranging from 7 to 8.5 inches were found in Winterset and Indianola. Here in Atlantic, we picked up 2.8 inches of snowfall. Messina, 4 inches. Neola, 3 inches. Guthrie Center, 6 inches of snowfall. And a reminder also that the Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brother says the snow ordinance is in effect. That means no parking is allowed on city streets until the streets have been plowed in Clarinda from curb to curb and the snow is no longer falling. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources is encouraging ice anglers and snowmobilers to use caution when going out on the ice. After a snowmobile and an ATV that has broke through the ice on West Okoboji Lake and East Okoboji Lake late Thursday night, the individuals were rescued by nearby anglers and then were treated and released from a hospital. Greg Harson, district supervisor for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources Law Enforcement Bureau, says he received a number of calls Friday from people planning to come to the Iowa Great Lakes. His message is that the ice quality isn't as good as it had been in the past and to use caution if they plan to operate a snowmobile or an ATV on the lakes. Harson says there are a number of areas to avoid, like the points, ice heaves, and bridges, and locations where geese are keeping the water open. The pressure ridges, he said, are opening and hard to see, and if we get skim ice covered with snow, then that can be creating a dangerous situation. Harson said geese are keeping a large area open on Spirit Lake out of the pump house, so be really careful if you're going out on Spirit Lake this weekend. He stressed that there is always risk associated with going out on any ice and that no ice is 100% safe. Harson said better ice quality ice is available away from the areas to avoid, and encouraged everyone to check on the ice thickness frequently and bring a throwable flotation cushion along with 50 feet of rope and a set of ice picks in the case you happen to fall through. Harson said the new snow is going to make identifying the hazards more challenging, and it's going to also insulate the ice from the cold temperatures and slow its growth. We all look forward to this time of year, he says, to enjoy these lakes, but need to think twice, and if it doesn't look right or feel right, do not go out. A northern Iowa man wanted on a federal arrest warrant is facing more charges after getting busted with a large amount of methamphetamine. Clear Lake police say they saw 38-year-old Timothy Roth of Mason City on Wednesday when he ran from officers. He eventually stopped at a large fence and reportedly dropped a bag containing an ounce of meth and $1,500 in small bills. Investigators searched Roth's hotel room and found nearly 3 pounds of meth, marijuana, and a scale. Roth is jailed on state and federal warrants along with the new drug charges. Well, even with the holidays well behind us, the Omicron variant of COVID-19 is continuing to impact air travel, causing delays and cancellations at airports in Iowa and around the country. Kyle Potter, executive director of ThriftyTraveler.com, says recent bouts with wintry weather are only making a bad situation worse for air travelers.
The undercurrent of all of this, you know, from Christmas and New Year's and all the way back through the fall and summer and even spring of 2021. I mean, these kinds of mass cancellations have become really routine.
Reports say around 5,000 flights were canceled nationwide just last weekend, with Southwest Airlines alone suspending more than 1,000 flights. Des Moines International Airport reports it canceled around 30 flights during the week between Christmas and New Year's, with more in the days that follow.
The reason why is that airlines have just stretched themselves way too thin, because they're much smaller than they were heading into the pandemic, and they just don't have the kind of wiggle room to operate a reliable schedule when things go wrong.
For Iowans who plan to fly sometime soon, he recommends being proactive and closely monitoring the status of your flight.
Airlines don't always do the best job about automatically notifying customers when they've delayed or canceled the flight. So, you know, especially as you get to the 2 weeks leading up to your trip or so, I would just constantly check on things, maybe once a day.
Reports say Southwest was offering double pay for staff who agreed to take extra shifts last week. Just like other industries, airlines are dealing with escalating numbers of illnesses among pilots and staff, many of them due to COVID. Iowa Congresswoman Ashley Hinson of Marion has tested positive for COVID for a second time. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Hinson says she began experiencing mild, cold-like symptoms Thursday afternoon, so she took a COVID test and it was positive. She's isolating and working remotely. Hinson is fully vaccinated with a booster shot. She promoted all three vaccinations on social media. Hinson previously tested positive for COVID in November of 2020 before vaccines were available and right after she was elected to the U.S. House. Hinson said at the time she experienced complete exhaustion but couldn't tell if it was because of COVID or because the campaign had just ended. I'm O.K. Henderson.
And finally in the news, nearly 1,000 patients in Iowa hospitals as of Friday had tested positive for COVID. Every patient is tested for COVID, and infection rates have been rising as the more contagious Omicron variant sweeps across the Midwest. Latest data from the Iowa Department of Public Health shows treatment for the virus is the primary reason nearly two-thirds of the COVID positive patients were admitted to an Iowa hospital. 50 Iowa nursing homes are reporting outbreaks among residents. The state has been tracking the number of positive COVID test results since the beginning of the pandemic, and that number has been climbing. However, the over-the-counter rapid tests are now available, and the state's number does not include home test results that are not reported to public health departments. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.
KJAN News has been brought to you this morning by Cass Health.